The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
And the iHeartRadio
Podcast of the Year award goes to...
The iHeart Podcast Awards took place last night. You can watch the full ceremony online, and we've published the full list of winners as well in our show notes and our newsletter. Serial won the Audible Audio Pioneer Award, presented by Hillary Clinton. The best podcast of the year went to Earwolf's Office Ladies. A truly inclusive event, only four shows out of the 27 awarded were iHeart Radio productions. Spotify has announced that Spotify podcast ads using streaming ad insertion is now available in the UK and in Germany. BT Sport, a UK television channel, was the first to use it, advertising in the Joe Rogan Experience, while LinkedIn and Mediacom, the first to use it in Germany. Unlike normal podcast ads, streaming ad insertion lets advertisers know how many of their ads were heard and by who. The Verge reports that on Anchor, the only sponsor that most podcasts have is Anchor itself. We've spoken to one Anchor podcaster who's had more than 700,000 plays on Anchor over the last 18 months. They've had four sponsors, three podcasts, each of whom paid around $200, and Anchor, who paid $8,600 advertising itself. That's a $17.50 cost per thousand. Dave Weiner has written a blog post 20 years ago in podcasting, describing his work on the first podcast feed. It was written, he says, to test the first podcatcher. The New York Times, including The Daily, appear to have quietly switched to host with Simplecast. They were hosting with Art19. The Boston Globe reports that podcasts are perfect for TV adaptations. Well-crafted podcasts are enticing to TV executives, they say, because they're prefab content that comes with a proof of concept. Pacific Content now offer a service to buy paid promos for their clients within other podcasts. The Real Agenda Network, a political podcast network in the UK, has added four new podcast series to its schedule. And are there more creatives than ever? The Economics of Music Streaming, an inquiry by the UK government, has published 150 responses. In it, Will Page, a former chief economist for Spotify, tells the inquiry that the number of music artists and songwriters in the country has doubled in just 10 years. And in podcast news, Follow Friday is the first original podcast from Bumblecast. We all follow people online, they say, but who do they follow? Every week on Follow Friday, they sit down with popular writers, podcasters, comedians, and other internet creators to find out. And Podland this week looks at Apple's subscriptions, Spotify's failing strategy, and has interviews with, among others, Podpage and A Million Ads. If you like aloof British accents, there are two on this one. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.